We're on 57. Yeah. That's right. Sorry. Patadvya pratirupena. Patadvya pratirupena. Vedantara lakshate vyayam. Vedantara lakshate vyayam. Akandananda mekamita. Akandananda mekamita. Tad brahmetya vatariye. Tad brahmetya vatariye. Atadhyavrati rupena. Atadhyavrati rupena. Vedantara lakshate vyayam. Vedantara lakshate vyayam. Akandananda mekamita. Akandananda mekamita. Tad brahmetya vatariye. Cindy. Atat Vyavriti Rupena. It's a compound. Atat Vyavriti Rupena. Vedantaihi Lakshate Avyayam. Vedantaihi Lakshate Avyayam. Akandam Nityam Ekam Yat. So Akandam Nityam Ekam Yat Tat Brahma Iti Avadharayet. Yet tat Brahma iti avatariyet. Okay? Oh, did I read the wrong line?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. Yeah, that's the line above. I'm sorry. They're almost the same. I'm sorry. go to that line again, okay? If you look at the verse above, it has nityam. I was just, my eyes roamed. Akanda Anandam, okay? Akanda Anandam Ekam Yet Tet Brahma Iti Avatariyet. Okay? Sorry. So let's look at the meaning. Go down to the last quarter. This has been repeating for the last several verses at this the last quarter. One should know that Brahman. Brahman, avadharayet, iti avadharayet. One must know, one should know, potential mood. One should know, one should clearly understand, one should clearly know what, iti. So everything that comes after the it, before the iti is what one should know. Ted Brahman, that Brahman, okay? Now, Brahman is in the neuter accusative, wait a minute, in the neuter nominative singular because of the iti, right? So one should know thus, and then it says everything in quotes, so Brahman is going to be in the nominative singular, neuter nominative singular. Now there's a whole string of adjectives to Brahman. So that Brahman which is, now go to the second line at the beginning, akundam. Akanda Ananda, limitless Ananda. Akanda means that which is not split or divided. So there's no difference. That which is, you could say, so really a word for the whole, for limitless. The Ananda which is the truth of both the subject and object. So Akanda, you might translate it as limitless Ananda. Akanda Ananda, that's a compound, right? It's Akanda, it's Ananda which is Akanda. Or it's Ananda and Akanda. Either way you can take it. Akanda means that which is non-divided. Ekam, one. So Brahman is Ekam, it's Akanda Anandam, and it's Avyayam. Okay. So I would take it like this, with the tut. That Brahman, that avyayam means navyeti. It means it doesn't wane. It's always the same. It never veers away from itself. You know, like for instance, milk can change, can modify into curds. It can transform. Brahman navyeti. It never alters or veers off of its own being. So it's always the same. Navyeti. So avyayam. So that avyayam akhandanandam ekam Brahman. That Brahman. Yet which lakshyate, middle of the first line, which is known. Now remember, the word lakshana comes from the verbal root laksh, and it means that which is pointed to or indicated, that which is known through in a secondary way. Remember, there's a difference between the vachartha, the immediate meaning of the word, and the lakshartha, which is the secondary meaning of the word. And so when they say lakshartha here, lakshate, they're referring to the teaching methodology used in the Mahavakya. Because in the Mahavakya, if I say something like tat tvamasi, that thou art, you are Ishwara, or you, even if I say you are Brahman, unless you recognize the secondary meaning of the word, the implied meaning of you, so that the word you goes to Brahman, not to the jiva upadi, which is what you would normally take the word you to mean. I say you, you're talking this limited person. So that's the vachartha, the immediate meaning of the word. The lakshartha is the implied meaning of the word, because if I say you are Brahman, that sentence makes no sense if you use the immediate meaning of the word. You, this jiva, this person sitting here, is infinite. It's infinite Brahman. That makes no sense. So you have to go to the lakshartha, the implied meaning of the word. So notice here, they say, that Brahman, which is limitless ananda, which is one, ekam, one without a second, which is changeless, avyayam, that Brahman, lakshyate, is known, right? Is known in the as the lakshartha, is pointed to, is indicated, okay? So this use of the word lakshartha is referring to the teaching methodology, right? So, which is known. But I'm saying which is known, having you understand that it's known in the sense of the secondary meaning of the word. Okay, lakshyate, it is known. Vedantahi, by the Vedantas. Those are the Vedanta Vakyas. If you say Vedantahi, instrumental plural, by the Vedantas, that means by the statements in the Upanishads, or by the Mahavakyas, by the teachings of the Vedanta. How? Atad vyavriti rupena. How is it known, this lakshyate, by the Vedantas? By means of, in the that rupa, in the form of the vyavriti. Vyavriti means the, it means like the negation or the exclusion of what it is not. That's the teaching methodology. Because atad means it isn't. Tad means that. By the exclusion of atad, what it is not. That which it is not. Atad, the unnegates. Vyavriti, by the exclusion or by the negation of that which it is not, the unnegates. So atad vyavriti rupena, in the form of negating what it is not. Right? So that Brahman, which is limitless ananda, which is one, which is immutable, avyayam. Immutable is often a translation for avyayam, which is immutable. That Brahman, which is revealed, lakshyate, that's another word for lakshyate, which is revealed by the Vedantas in the form of, and now it, when we say is revealed by the Vedantas, how is it revealed by the Vedantas? In the rupa, by means of, in the form of, the negation or the exclusion of atad, what it is not. So now, what's so important? Does everybody see the grammar before I explain it some more? So one should know that Brahman, the Brahman which is immutable, limitless ananda and one, which is revealed by the Vedantas, by means of the exclusion of what it is not. That's the teaching methodology there. Everybody see?
Could you say it again?
Yeah. Avadhariyate. Iti avadhariyate. One should know. Yeah. And put in quotes now what it is one should know. And now we have a sentence. A whole sentence, which is what one should know. One should know tad brahma, that Brahman, that Brahman, and now a list of adjectives defining the Brahman. That Brahman, which is immutable, avyayam, akandanandam, limitless ananda, ekam. All of those are nominative singulars defining Brahman. That Brahman, which is all of these things, then yet, which is revealed, lakshyate, vedantaihi, by the Vedantas, by the statements of the Vedanta, by the Upanishads, the Mahavakyas, you can take, in the form of rupa, the vyavritti, the negation or the exclusion, atad, of what it is not. Tad means that, atad means not that.
So vyavritti means...
exclusion.
Exclusion
or negation.
Huh? A little confused. I mean, I understand that sort of like saying neti neti, right? But what exactly does vyavritti? Is it a type of vritti or something?
You know, vritti even means activity, right? But when we use vritti in terms of the mind, we use it as thought modification.
Right.
But the word vritti is actually an activity. So the vyavritti, I'd have to look into the etymology of it, but I know that the word vyavritti means negation or exclusion. And atad vyavritti means the exclusion or negative, it's neti-neti, negation of atad, what that is not. Say if we say the exclusion of that would mean the exclusion of that Brahman. If we say the exclusion of atad, it's the exclusion of what that is not. Right?
So it's not a particular type of vritti like a khanda or vritti or adhishuddhi.
No.
That was my
question. Yeah, no, that's not. Just take the word vyavritti as a whole. And so this is really neti neti. And the idea here is because your self is self evident, self shining. Right? No.
Okay, you're doing fine.
Okay. Guess this is self, because it's self shining. I was just wondering, you know, timing's not bad because we finished our chanting. So.
You might have to wear a bunny costume.
It'd be great on the tape.
Self-shining, yeah. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Did you see that pink bunny outfit?
What's so critical about understanding Advaita, to be able to understand, to get this vision, the self-evident nature of your Atma needs to be recognized. That you aren't gaining an experience of the Atma, that your being is already self-evident, and it is the being that you take yourself to be. You just add on to it the superimposition. So when we were saying last night, you say, like the wave saying, you know, I am the water, it's a perfect statement. It is the water. When you say, I am, it's a perfect statement in that your I, the ahankar, is properly attached to your being. That half is perfect. It's the ignorance that causes you to superimpose that self-evident experience of your being onto the body and onto the mind. The mind's doing that. So it's making, because of self-ignorance, it's superimposing this perfect identity of you, who you really are, and who you really take yourself to be. This real you, it's now superimposing onto your body, your mind, your sense organs, everything that can be taken as an upadhi, as a point of identification, which is what upadhi means. And so the only knowledge takes place by removing, negating it from the self-evident you, the things that you've inappropriately, because of self-ignorance, superimposed on it. So the gain of knowledge is not, in a sense, is the elimination, it's called, the gain of knowledge here, in terms for Vedanta, is called Ajnana Navritti, the elimination of the ignorance, which causes the superimposition. It is not the gain of knowledge, the gain of a knowledge. Like, for instance, in the world, how we are used to functioning in the world is that we gain knowledge of something unknown. Like, if I've never seen that painting before, that wasn't known to me, it wasn't in my realm of experience, then I gain knowledge, I gain an experience of the painting, a vritti of the painting. And now that painting comes into my sphere, so I'm gaining something, right? I'm collecting knowledges in the world. Here, you don't collect the knowledge, the experience of the self. Here you have to collect this experience of the painting. You can't collect or gain the experience of yourself because you are yourself. The self-experience is already here. That's what we mean by self-evident. So knowledge can't give you that experience. It can't give you an experience that you already have. Swamiji will joke sometimes and say, you know, knowledge is accomplishing the accomplished. Don't ask me to give you a head on your shoulders because you already have that. Like that's his joke. He thinks it's really funny. Okay. Don't ask me for a head on your shoulders because you already have a head on your shoulders. So don't ask for an experience of the self, of your being, because you are already there. So knowledge, that isn't what knowledge is about here. So it's different than the knowledge you're used to gaining in the world. So that, how is this knowledge gained then? Through the exclusion, the negation from the self-experience of what it is not. And what it is not, how do you find that? Well, what can be objectified, what you can describe, what comes, experiences that come and go, right? Those are all points of negation. And you always negate those, recognizing the one that remains. The one that remains is you. That's why even in meditation, if you say something like, okay, I am, what is it that is me, that is most me, the most intimate me? You know, where the ahankara really lands in terms of the self-evident me-ness. That's Brahman. So all of these meditations try to make the student recognize the self-evident nature that's already there by neti-neti, negating all these things that can be objectified. That's why this drisha viveka, the see or seen discrimination, is so important. Because if you, what you're doing is exactly this teaching methodology. You're removing from your experience, from the self experience, all things that are objects of your awareness, which normally in your mind only includes everything external to the body. So that's this negation of the etad, okay? And what is left is Brahman. What is left is you. And that you is Brahman. So to understand that is so critical, because otherwise you're trying to generate an experience in the mind to gain new knowledge, like we are used to doing. Let me gain new knowledge. Let me have a vritti, a thought modification of this painting, that I'm gaining new knowledge. Let me have a vritti, a thought modification of Brahman. So I've got to make my mind really subtle and really quiet and try to travel to an experience that is not there. But that's what we think, because that's how we gain new knowledge in the world. So that's not the case here. It's the recognition of the self that is me already, just by removing from it the limitations. Not gaining a new experience, it's removing the limitations. That's the atadvyavriti. Everybody with me on that? So that's what that's talking about.
You mentioned
Ajnana Nivritti.
Nivritti.
Nivritti is negation of ignorance. So I said, Atma Jnanam, knowledge, self-knowledge, is Ajnana Nivritti. The elimination, negation of ignorance. As opposed to the gain, right?
So it's in a different category.
Yes, it is. And that's so important to understand. This praptasya praptihi, praptasya of the attained, praptihi, the accomplishing, accomplishment, praptihi, the attainment of the attained. Right? It's not the attainment of something that's away. It's the gain of the gain. That's why this, you know, Ram Bachchan's book, Accomplishing the Accomplished. is just a translation of this prapti prapti, the attainment of the attained, the accomplishing of the accomplished, which is what self-knowledge is, because you're already here. Okay? Let's do the next. Let's chant this, and then we'll go on to chant the next one.
Atadhyavrati-rupena Vedantar-lakshate-vyayam Vedantar-lakshate-vyayam Akhandananda-mekam-yata Akhandananda-mekam-yata Tad-brahmetya-vadhariyet Tad-brahmetya-vadhariyet Akhandananda-rupasya Akhandananda-rupasya Tasyananda-lavashrataha Tasyananda-lavashrataha Brahmadhyasthartamyena Brahmadhyasthartamyena Bhavancha Bhavanchanandinolakaha Bhavanchanandinolakaha
Sandhi. Akhanda, Ananda, Rupasya, Tasya, Ananda, Lava, Ashritaha, Brahma, Adyaha, Tartamyena Bhavanti Anandinaha Akhilaha Bhavanti Anandinaha Akhilaha
What's the Beach Boys have to do with Easter?
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, we are beginning the 3 to 5 year old egg hunt. If you have any 3 to 5 year old children who wish to participate, they're starting that.
That's sweet. Because if the older kids would just run over the little kids, yeah, and you have to break them in.
The little kids get wiped out.
Okay.
There it is.
Akhanda, undivided, limitless, right? No subject object differentiation, undivided, Ananda Rupa. For the one, do you see the tasya, the next word tasya? For that, which whose nature is, reading backwards, tasya, of that or for that, whose rupa, whose nature is limitless Ananda. Akhanda, limitless fullness. I'll just keep the word Ananda. Akhanda Ananda Rupasya. The one whose form, whose nature. We translate it as nature often. Rupa means form or nature. For the one whose nature is limitless Ananda. For him, for that one, whose Rupa is Akhanda Ananda. Then the next word. Ananda Lava Ashritaha. Ashrita is a past passive participle, and it's often translated as just depending on or resorting to. Ashritaha, and it's in the nominative plural. We'll see how this all hangs together once we get these all the words. So depending on Lava. Lava Ashritaha. Depending on Lava. Lava just means like a drop or a very small quantity of something. Lava is like just a grain or a drop or a small quantity. Depending on a drop of Ananda. Ananda, Lava, Ashritaha. Depending on a whiff or small quantity of Ananda. Depending on a drop, on a drop of Ananda, of that, of the one, Tasya, of him, whose form is, whose nature is limitless Ananda.
Akanda ananda rupasya tasya ananda lava ashritaha.
So let's figure out who they're talking about here.
Brahma adyaha.
The word adya means, it can mean two things. This is different than adi. The same idea as adi. But it means, Brahma means Brahmaji. Brahma adya. You could take it as Brahma, like Brahmaji, and adya, all the preeminent, the most preeminent of the deities. Those who are preeminent like Brahma, the highest deities like Brahma, Indra, Agni, all of the deities. Or you can take that group of preeminent ones beginning with Brahma, Brahmadyaha, nominative plural, okay? Tadatamyena. Tadatamyena is used adverbially here. And it means the gradation, like by gradation or proportionately, like it, what the idea for tadatamya. Let me just explain the word for a minute. If you put tada as an affix on the end of a word, it means it's the comparative, like better, good, better. And best is tama. So tadatamya means better, best. It means gradation, like the proportion. Like Brahmaji, would his upadhi would enjoy a great amount of ananda. Indra's upadhi would enjoy a lot of ananda, but maybe not as much as Brahmaji. So there's a gradation of the amount of ananda that's being enjoyed by these preeminent devatas, beginning with Brahma. So Brahmadyaha bhavanti, that's your verb. Brahmadyaha bhavanti, we'll get the rest of these words and then we'll look at it. Anandinaha. Anandin. Ananda means joy or fullness, happiness. Anandin. One, somebody who possesses that, who has that. Right? So, it shows possession of that particular quality. So, akilaha means all. Last word, akilaha, it means all. So, brahmadyaha akilaha. All of those who brahmadyaha, beginning with Brahmaji, means that whole group of devatas, beginning with Brahmaji. The adyas are, it's also a name for a group of devatas, so you can take it like that too. So brahmadyaha, nominative plural, akilaha, all of them, beginning with Brahmaji, bhavanti, third person singular, they are anandinaha. They enjoy ananda, proportionately. You know, proportionately means depending upon their sthana, their position, and the subtlety of the upadhi that they have, they'll enjoy more or less. So I'll just use proportionately. But do you understand the meaning of it? Better, best? Okay. So they are anandins. They are ones who have ananda. But what? Ananda lava ashritaha, depending on just a drop of the ananda of that one, which is limitless ananda. Depending, the Brahmaji, all of them, the whole group, Akila, all of these, everyone actually, from Brahmaji on, Akila, all. It's actually true, all beings from Brahmaji on, proportionately or in a gradient, according to what they deserve in a gradiated way, they are anandins. They enjoy ananda, depending, ashritaha, on a drop, lava, of the ananda, ananda lava ashritaha, tasya, of him, of Brahma, who is akanda ananda rupaha. Rupasya, whose nature is limitless ananda.
So is that a true fact?
Yeah. No, that they're just making it up.
Yeah.
The idea is this, is that the Anand or the wholeness of the self reflected in the Upadhi, right, depending upon the Upadhi, depending upon the state of the mind, will reflect that Ananda, but the Ananda that it's reflecting is what we call just a lesha, it's just a lava, just a drop, a small drop of the Ananda of the whole. Because whether it's Brahmaji's mind, or Indra, or Agni, or Jiva's mind, the mind is limited, right? And that limited mind is in a condition that allows for the reflection of Ananda. Reflection means where Ananda manifests in that mind. But compared to the Ananda, which is the Ananda of Brahman, there's no comparison. But because the Ananda of Brahman is limitless. Everybody see? You have to be careful, though, with words, because when you think the Ananda of Brahman is limitless, then what your mind will do is look at the Ananda, the happy vritti that's being enjoyed in the mind, and try to expand that experience into limitless.
But it says that it depends. So that kind of...
Depends on the Ananda, yeah, yeah. It depends on the Ananda of that, tasya, which means Brahman, whose form, whose rupa, is akanda Ananda, the limitless Ananda. Using the word akanda means that I am the whole, because akanda is that which is the truth of the subject and the object. Akanda means undivided. So we can translate it as limitless, but we're using the word akanda. Means what is the truth of the subject is the truth of the object. Right? So the Ananda of that, so that Brahman, who is the truth of the subject and the truth of the object, the nature of that Brahman is Akanda Ananda. Another thing.
Well, why do they say it's only a drop?
Well, because the mind is limited. Right? And the Ananda that's enjoined in the mind comes and goes also. So it's just. When, as opposed to the limitless Ananda, which is really the truth of the whole creation, this is just the Ananda reflected in a limited Upadhi.
Okay.
So a limited Upadhi, no matter how subtle or how exalted it is still limited compared to Ishwara, and certainly limited compared to Brahman, which is the very being of the whole.
And the drop also, sort of, wouldn't that indicate that that's a Mithya Ananda in a sense? Because it's a drop, it's in a different category.
It's a whole different category, yeah.
So it's like the Ananda that reflects in the mind is just a drop of the limitless Ananda.
Yeah. But the limitless Ananda does not have to do with quality or with size. It has to do with limitless when actually, maybe this will help. When we say the word Satchit Ananda, we're using those three words as lakshanas, like this. The existence that is experienced in the Upadhi is Sat. The consciousness that's experienced in the Upadhi is Chit. The Ananda that's experienced in the Upadhi is the Ananta. Ananda means the bliss that's experienced in the Upadhi is the Ananta, the limitlessness of the self. So they make a distinction there. So the limitless refers to the limitless nature of the subject, of the being that is the wholeness that is that manifests as this whole creation. Does that make sense? Let's chant this one more, and then once more, and then take a break, and we'll do a little Sanskrit. Akandananda rupasya, akandananda rupasya, tasyananda lavashtaha, tasyananda lavashtaha, brahmadhyastaratam yena. Brahmadhyasaratanyena bhavantyanandinokilaha bhavantyanandinokilaha.